Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The case of the former Marine charged with manslaughter and the chokehold death of a homeless man during a scuffle in the subway is back in court today. Let's get more from outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan from our Glenn Chuck.
And good morning. 25-year-old Daniel Penny will indeed be in Judge Melissa Lewis's courtroom about 10 this morning. Now, how important is this pretrial hearing? Very, according to Brooklyn-based attorney Nicole Bernecki, who spoke with us. Number one reason is because of all the attention this has gotten nationally. Also, she says the defense is going to be focusing on Jordan Neely's mental health and alleged use of the drug K2.
Common sense would mandate that someone who has 6,000 pages of prior medical history regarding mental health could have a certain propensity to commit a certain act, and that the alleged perpetrator would be justified in acting upon it the way he acted upon it.
The prosecutors are saying in their papers they have witnesses that will testify that Penny's actions on the subway back in May of 2023 were excessive and should have stopped the chokehold. But Penny faces 5 to 15 years if convicted. He's been free on bail since this happened. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here at Manhattan Criminal Court.
The latest victim of a subway pushing in the city, an 82-year-old woman who was pushed onto the tracks at the Flushing Main Street stop. This was in between two cars. Thank goodness the train was stopped at the time and they got her out. The woman was taken to New York Presbyterian Queens Hospital in stable condition. The perp took off. So far, no arrests. Transportation Alternatives and Families for Safe Streets to host a vigil tonight on the one-year anniversary of a fatal hit-and-run in the Village.
The matriarch of a family and a community volunteer, gone in the blink of an eye. It's been 1 year since 76-year-old Lori Kleinman lost her life after being struck and killed by a Chevy Suburban as she crossed the street. The crash happened on Greenwich Avenue and West 10th Street, where she lived with her wife, Robin. Community advocates and council member Eric Botcher are coming together in the exact location where Lori was struck.
Her death also highlighted how much work we have to do to make our streets safer. The intersection where she was killed was not safe, and the car that killed her was an instrument of death.
The vigil will begin at 6 p.m. Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Change of plan at the city education department, where amid a shakeup as Mayor Adams faces federal corruption charges, schools chancellor David Banks will now exit earlier than planned. Instead of staying until the end of the year, he is leaving October 16th and will be replaced by Melissa Aviles Ramos, who was previously announced as his successor. Meantime, the mayor was back before a judge yesterday, and we learned that more charges could be coming.
As he left the courtroom, I asked Mayor Adams how it felt sitting there, and he said, "I'm all right." The mayor appeared before the judge who will try the corruption case against him. Prosecutors revealed more, telling the judge they expect additional charges and additional defendants either involved with or related to this case. And they said in the trove of emails, texts, documents, and more that the mayor approached certain witnesses regarding campaign contributions and told them they should not tell the truth to the FBI. Defense attorney Alex Spiro told the court he's confident the bribery charges will get thrown out. And with a feistiness and confidence, he said he thinks the trial should last all of 2 weeks, and he wants to go to trial as soon as possible. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A deadly crash in Paterson, New Jersey. Police say two 18-year-olds were riding a scooter on Madison Avenue at about 8 last night when they were hit by a car. Both were rushed to the hospital. One of them died. No word yet what led to the crash or whether the driver of the car is facing any charges. Assurances from the NYPD that Jewish sites will be protected over the high holidays. Deputy NYPD Commissioner Rebecca Weiner.
There will be enhanced patrols in the vicinity of houses of worship of all denominations, including synagogues, as well as other locations based on intelligence. You'll see deployments of our highly trained heavy weapons teams, like our Critical Response Command, in all five boroughs.
Officials say they are expecting significant protesting on Monday, which will mark the one-year anniversary of the Hamas attacks in Israel. Mayor Adams said there will be zero tolerance for those who violate the law, impede traffic, and damage property while doing so. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and in Queens, there is a new four-legged team member working both special victim and domestic violence cases.
Since joining the staff in August, Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz said Kimmy has been a great asset.
She's already been there. She's already assisted. She's already earned her badge.
Which the two-year-old Golden Retriever Lab Mix wore with a blue bandana provided by Canine Companions Long Island. Client Services Manager Jessica Reese said Kimmy's personality fits the environment.
She's very sweet, very affectionate, but not overwhelming. So we're talking about kids and families that have been through these traumatic events. You want a dog that's going to be comfortable sitting with them as they're trying to retell their story.
Which Kat said is key in putting together a strong prosecution. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Queens District Attorney's Office.
The good, the bad, and the cuddly. If it sounds like a cat video, it is. One that actually gets pretty serious. The film, American Cats, The Good, the Bad, and the Cuddly, navigates what the producers call a maze of misinformation and the profound physical and psychological effects of declawing cats.
Well, declawing is a misnomer. It should be called de-knuckling. It's the amputation of the last bone in a cat's toes.
Veterinarian Dr. Jennifer Conrad of the Paw Project, which has spearheaded efforts to ban the procedure, and notes that declawed cats often end up in shelters.
Clawed cats lose their homes because they bite more, because they can't protect themselves anymore with their claws, and because they stop using the litter box. So they lose their homes because they were declawed.
Well, the movie chronicles the successful passage of a declaw ban here in New York State. It debuted at the Hot Dogs Festival in Toronto. It is going to have its U.S. premiere this weekend on Long Island at the Hamptons Film Festival. You can hear my full interview and get ticket information in the pet section at 1010winds.com. Jennifer Aniston going viral for reading aloud. But this isn't just any book. It's a children's book that she wrote titled Clydio Takes a Bite Out of Life. It was inspired by one of her rescue dogs. In the video, she's reading it to her dogs.
Clydio asked Uncle Clydester, how did you know that surfing was your thing?
Well, three of the pups are paying attention, while the fourth seems, you know, unimpressed.
What do you think?
The book is out now. The video has gotten nearly 600,000 likes on Instagram. An Emmy winner, Broadway bound. Australian actress Sarah Snook of Succession fame will make her Broadway debut next year in a new adaptation of Oscar Wilde's The Picture of Dorian Gray. In fact, she'll play all 26 characters in the show, for which she won an Olivier Award for the London production. This will debut in March at the Schubert Theater.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.